I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a mushroom farmer in Chatham about what varieties the farm is producing.
We're going to try to grow about 22 different species this year.
Wesley Price and I are standing in one of the two 30 by 100-foot greenhouses in Chatham that make up Nantucket mushrooms. There are a lot of things about mushrooms that fascinate Wesley, but one in particular is the fact that many varieties are both tasty and surprisingly good for you.
Shiitake is a very well-known edible. It's also used for a lot of medicinal purposes. They've extracted some polysaccharides from this mushroom that have been shown to be cytotoxic, beneficial for certain types of cancers, as well as boosting the immune system and other beneficial properties.
Cytotoxic means toxic to living cells, but don't let that scare you. Wesley's talking about a certain kind of cytotoxic cells that target damaged or infected cells, like the kind that cause cancer. Other studies have shown shiitakes can help lower high blood pressure and blood cholesterol, that they're high in a kind of iron that's easy for our bodies to absorb, and that they're a great source of B vitamins. Nantucket mushrooms grows both a small and a large variety.
This is a jumbo shiitake, and that's a pretty good size cap for the listeners. That's about 3.5 to 4 inches in diameter and probably weighs a couple ounces.
Different strains of shiitakes grow well at different temperatures. This particular strain hasn't done very well this spring. So Wesley and farm manager Troy Janis have been working to try and figure out what about the environmental conditions they need to change. Wesley says tinkering with strains like this is an ongoing project at the farm.
So this is another learning experience. These are our gold oysters, which we had expected to fruit by now. The blocks are fully colonized, and we thought we had a cold weather strain. We actually still may, but it just may have been too cold for it to form fruiting bodies.
And what are those like?
It's a very, very pretty, fragile mushroom. Aesthetically, it's very striking. From an edibility standpoint, they go great in stir fries and soups, nice garnish on plates for chefs.
Golden oysters are a beautiful pale gold color on top with a velvety dry texture. And underneath, the gills are delicate and white and run down the long stem. They're another variety that's supposed to be medicinal. They're said to help keep blood sugar in check and are full of antioxidants. Wesley uses a blend of medicinal mushrooms to make something he calls mushroom tea.
There's cordyceps in there, shiitake, birch polypore, lion's mane, chicken of the woods.
Shiitake?
Yeah, there's matsutake in there. Yeah, that's the other one. So
how do you make it?
Well, we dried mushrooms that we dry, and then we add them to water and just keep it in a crock pot. It keeps the temperature. When you're using medicinal mushrooms, you don't want to heat them up too much because it denatures the beneficial enzymes and breaks down the polysaccharides that are good for you. So keep it in a crock pot on low and just let it simmer.
Polysaccharides are essentially long molecules of carbohydrates, and the kind found in some mushrooms are especially good for boosting the immune system. The enzymes Wesley's talking about are proteins like amylase and cellulose, which are both important for digestion. For both those reasons, Wesley and Troy drink the mushroom broth warm by the cup.
And what are some of the other varieties that you plan on growing that aren't in production right now?
We're gonna grow maitakes. We just started in the lab. We actually have some petri dishes ready to go. So we have maitakes we're going to do, enokis. Namikos are in bags. They're not fruiting yet.
Maitakes are edible mushrooms native to the mountains of northeastern Japan. The name means dancing mushroom, because in ancient times the mushrooms were considered incredibly valuable, so people were said to dance for joy when they found them. Enoki are long, thin white mushrooms with a mild, fruity flavor. Farm manager Troy Janis says the light brown namikos take a little getting used to.
It's very slimy. They're very popular in Asia, but haven't really caught on in this country. But I like them. They're quite good.
What do you cook with them?
Mostly just, in a stir fry or just sautéed and then put onto, anything, really, or in a soup.
The farm is also growing a variety called lion's manes, because that's just what they look like. They're covered in long white filaments. Wesley and Troy are growing 9 different varieties of oyster mushrooms, and a variety called reishi that's supposed to have medicinal properties, especially for people with autoimmune diseases. Starting this spring, they'll be experimenting with varieties they can grow outside. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Online, you can find a link to Elspeth's family recipe for mushroom soup. That's on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.